Hey people, do you want to polish your watch like a professional for under 20 bucks? Well, today's episode being sponsored by Cape Cod Polish and Cloth, the only cloth that cleans, polishes, and protects. To order your Cape Cod Polish and Cloth kit today, go to www.capecodpolish.com. In the kit, you get 12 metal polishing cloths, a buffing cloth, and a pair of reusable gloves. Is the best 20 bucks you'll ever spend, and you'll love the results. Okay, on with the show. On today's episode, I want to talk about how the new Rolex Skydweller in stainless steel is the hardest Rolex to get. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Going on there, watch fans. It's Amit Dave Honda, and welcome to my podcast. So I wanted to talk about the Rolex Skydweller. It's never really been my favorite watch. It came out like 4 or 5 years ago. It's one of these watches to me that it was very expensive. It's only available in precious metals up until this year, and more so because of the people who are wearing it more than the watch itself. I've addressed this issue before, but it's amazing how if you see somebody unsavory or in your mind that you're not a fan of or you don't like or something wearing a certain watch, it's amazing how that taints your perception of the watch, not of the brand, because Rolex to me is the king, but as far as the actual model, I've never been a fan. And this year, they released the Skydweller in stainless steel and also in steel and gold. But since we're talking about the stainless steel one, I want to focus on that. So the stainless steel one is a super nice watch. It's a lot cleaner as opposed to the precious metal models that are, only have Arabic numerals and Roman numerals on their models. This one has indices, which makes the dial look a lot cleaner, a lot bolder, and in my opinion, much more sophisticated. The Rolex Skydweller is Rolex's most complicated watch. In my mind, all of their precious metal, Skydwellers previously, whether it be yellow gold, 18 karat Everrose gold, or white gold, were very expensive. I mean, they're all between 40 and 50K, whether you get it, somewhere in the low 30s, somewhere in, the ones on bracelets, depending, like the white gold one is almost 50 grand, but the new stainless steel one is a bargain at $14,400. Now, what makes the Rolex Skydweller their most complicated watch is that it's an annual calendar as well as a GMT. So it has dual time zone and it has an annual calendar. So this is the first time Rolex has released a small one in steel. The price is $14,400. It's available in three different dial variations of black, white, and blue. So the blue is the hardest one to get, which, in my opinion, I mean, I don't know of any Rolexes really with blue dials other than the steel and gold Submariner, which has been like, a timeless classic watch for the last 25 years, I'd say. I don't think there's any other blue dial watch that has gotten this kind of attention before. And not only is the price point amazing at $14,400, but it's already, and it just started delivering. It debuted sometime in April at Baselworld 2017. So, it just started delivering about a month ago to retailers. Unless you know a retailer or you spend $250,000 a year with a retailer, Rolex retailer, I doubt you're going to find one at retail. I mean, it's almost impossible. These are already going for like $21,000, $22,000 in the gray market, in the secondary market. I know right now it's super hot, but again, it's Rolex's most complicated watch. I can't see the white gold one having any momentum at all anymore, unless someone just has so much money that they just want to buy it for the weight of it and to say that they have the white gold. But I can't see the white gold one actually doing well anymore. I mean, it's just this stainless steel one has definitely put the kibosh, in my opinion, on that, but it's Rolex, so Rolex sells regardless of what I think. But this one is pretty amazing. It's protected by between 11 and 14 different patents, depending on the model. They really cleaned up the dial on this one, like I mentioned, and I probably can help you get one, but it's going to be, you know, more than retail at this point. So if you're interested, let me know. This is a 42mm watch. It's on a, you know, brushed and polished stainless steel bracelet. It's complicated, but what's amazing about the steel one to me is how much they've cleaned up the dial and how much more understated it looks. And considering it is so complicated, the way that it's been configured is really clean, and I've got to give Rolex kudos for this. I actually like the white dial. I don't even like the black dial, and I'm normally a huge fan of only black dial watches on Rolex. Maybe it's the contrast, maybe it's because it looks the cleanest, but I really like the white one if I was going to get one. The blue one is, like I said, the one that everybody wants. So, you know, check it out. Make your choice. You know, like if you want one and you want to reach out to me, definitely do it. I'm at davehonda@gmail.com. I work on a consultation fee basis. It's $150. That gets you an hour of my time, a couple of calls, emails. And if you want to continue getting coached by me, it's $150 an hour. You can pay that via PayPal. Right off of my website. It's really easy. And if you, you know, buy a watch from me within a year, I apply whatever you paid for and consultation fees, i.e., you know, lessons, coaching lessons towards the purchase of a watch. Definitely check out my Facebook, my Twitter, my Instagram. The icons are all above on my website. It's easy to do. My website's packed with information. It was just relaunched almost 2 months ago, and it's awesome. I love it. It's a lot bolder. It's a lot cleaner. You can do so many things on it. You can book a consultation with me. You can read my world-renowned blog. You can watch my videos. You can hear my podcasts. You can see my Facebook watch page is streaming on there as well. So you can see like my latest posts. And you can check out my services, the different services I offer. It's a great thing. So definitely check that out. And until next time, rock on and fly back.